For Manna in the Morning, this is Keith Kaiser once again bringing you a lesson from God's Holy Word. We're in John chapter 13, looking at the upper room ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today our reading is in verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. The Lord Jesus in verse 20 indicates a very precious truth, that of representation, that the one who was sent was coming in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, coming, as it were, in his place. And so it's very important to listen to ministers of the gospel today, to those who come with the message of the Lord Jesus Christ from his word. Of course, there are many false ministers. There are many false apostles and false teachers that the word of God warns us about. We have to verify one's message with the word of God. We have to be like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17, who searched the scriptures to see if what Paul was teaching them was indeed what the word of God taught. And so every teacher, every minister must be subjected to this test of comparing their teaching with the word of God. But having verified that someone is indeed bringing the same message that the Bible teaches, we then need to heed that message. It's no good dismissing it and saying, well, that's just your opinion. How many times have we shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with someone, telling them of their need, telling them of their sins, telling them of the judgment that those sins require, telling them of the lake of fire that awaits those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, telling them of the heaven that may be gained through him, telling them of the glorious Savior, the Lord Jesus, who went to the cross and died for our sins and rose again for us. And yet, when we tell them all of that, they go away and say, ah, that's good for you, but that's not the path I'm going to take. Ah, that's just your idea. That's your opinion. That's your interpretation. Dear friends, we hear this kind of thing all around today, but we have to remember what the Lord Jesus said. He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. If you receive the one coming with his message, you'll believe what the Lord Jesus said. You'll receive him. And in receiving him, you'll receive the one who sent him, God the Father himself. It's very important that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, because there aren't many ways to God, as some would teach today. There aren't many roads to God. There aren't many pathways. There's one God. The Lord Jesus would tell them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me, in John 14:6. It's very important to come by the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Word of God explicitly tells us in 1 John that if you don't have the Son, then you don't have the Father either. If you don't have the Lord Jesus, you don't have the living God. It's very important to receive the Lord Jesus. It's very important to listen to those whom he has sent. He was speaking in context, of course, about the apostles, the ones who would go out and who would be the first to bear the gospel of the risen Christ to the world. And as people heard them preach, he wanted them to know that the apostles' doctrine was the same thing that he taught, that they were commissioned and sent by him, and the apostles should be received with the same authority that the Lord Jesus himself would demand, for they were his representatives. Of course, many today deny this. They say that Jesus was a good man and Christianity was very nice until the apostles got a hold of it and changed it and added all their ideas and thoughts. I want to tell you, dear listening friends, that's not true. Examine the New Testament. Read the epistles, which are the apostles' doctrine written down, and you'll find that everything the apostles preached and taught is in complete agreement with what the Lord Jesus taught, and that what they were saying was the ongoing statements of God through his Holy Spirit. And so we must give heed to it as the Word of God.